The three-judge panel ruled against all of McDonald's arguments. The most notable one was that he did not perform official acts as governor in exchange for gifts and loans. The panel said the prosecution did not need to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that McDonald performed official acts, but that the allegedly corrupt agreement carried with it an expectation that some type of official action would be taken. The judges ruled that there's no legal justification to reverse the jury's decision. Richmond attorney and legal analyst Todd Stone says McDonald has a few options.
Well, if they appeal to the full Court of Appeals at this point, then they would really essentially have two bites at the apple. And so I would expect that they would probably appeal to the full Court of Appeals. And if they lose there, they could then appeal to the Supreme Court.
The Fourth Circuit has not yet set a date for the appeal of the convictions of McDonald's wife, Maureen. Stone says this ruling may suggest how it would turn out. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.